Some people collect stamps. Victor Wind collects skulls, carvings, erotica, folk magic, and other things that scare his children.
It is a collection strangely fitting for strange times. The pandemic is an unpleasant thing, and I have many things some might find unpleasant in my museum, said Victor. A tongue-eating louse. A pickled horse's stomach infected with botfly larvae. Human intestinal worms. Oh, and a diorama from London Science Museum of the Plague in Venice. Collector, curator, artist, traveller, organiser of elaborate events, and East Anglian family man, Victor's collection includes everything from the odd and unsettling, through the macabre and disconcerting, to the impossible and irrational, a two-headed kitten, a mummified fairy, an entire sub-collection of mummified penises, a lock of Elvis's hair, the skull of drug baron Pablo Escobar's hippo, a dodo's leg bone, and stuffed squirrels playing cards. All his. Most are in his Museum of Curiosities in London. Some are at his home, near Beccles. His young children are not always as delighted by his collection as he is. I bring back the most extraordinary carvings and masks from Africa and Oceania. Many of them are vessels containing spirits, says Victor. Some are friendly, but there is one particular mask that I brought back from Papua New Guinea that my children screamed about until I took it back to the museum. Oh, and one of my daughters was asking why I had a dead baby in a bottle on my desk. I said I thought it was beautiful. She thought not. For 5 years, Victor and his family lived in a rented farmhouse near Fakenham. We didn't want to leave Norfolk, but just couldn't find what we wanted within our budget, and ended up in a rambling Tudor farmhouse with a few fields and barns just across the border in Suffolk, he said. Norfolk has been a very rich place for my collecting, especially with regards to folk magic. I have a wonderful and very beautiful mummified cat that came out of Wooddowling Hall a few years ago when they were doing renovations there. Cats were often bricked into old buildings, as they can use their sixth sense to keep evil from coming into the house from the other world. Victor also treasures a replica of Nelson's coffin, made out of wood from the Victory, a corn doll bought at the Aylsham show, and stones with holes said to have been caused by dribbled adder venom, which were also believed to keep evil out of homes and farm buildings. Every visit to Fakenham Market produces more wonders, said Victor. When I left London, all my friends thought I was mad and would never cope in the country. Now I don't know how they cope in the city. He spent lockdown gardening, including repotting his carnivorous plants, walking the deserted lanes, hatching wild turkey eggs, playing with his children and caring for his animals. His menagerie of living animals includes peacocks, spotted donkeys, royal python, a dog, a cat, poultry, and axolotl. So how did he begin collecting? Like all children, I collected seashells and pebbles from the beach, toy cars and toy soldiers, butterflies and birds' nests, carnivorous plants and orchids, reptiles, amphibians and stick insects. Though almost everyone else grows out of it with puberty, that never happened to me. I am Peter Pan. In normal, for Victor, times, he runs a museum of curiosities in London, which includes a cocktail bar devoted to pataphysics, the science-like investigation of imaginary phenomena. And he has his own small travel agency, Gone with the Wind, taking people to places where it is difficult to go alone. He was in Benin, West Africa, preparing to take a group to see voodoo ceremonies when the pandemic struck. A visit to Transylvania with his family to search for bears and wildflowers was also cancelled. In theory, I will be taking two groups to remote parts of Papua New Guinea in November, said Victor. We stayed in a village in the mountains there last year, and the chief invited me to bring a group for his son's 3-day initiation ceremony and celebration, and to provide the pigs for the feast. But I am resigned to the idea that these may not happen until autumn 2021, It will be the first year in some time that I do not spend at least a month in Papua New Guinea, and half my dreams are there at the moment. So at least I visit in my sleep. Victor's latest book, The Unnatural History Museum, is an illustrated guide to his uncanny collections and unconventional life. Pages are filled with flowers and butterflies, hallucinogenic plants, and pagan traditions. Anecdotes include meeting Andy Warhol and getting Tracy Emin to blow her nose into a limited edition Jeff Koons handkerchief. A previous book, Victor Wynne's Cabinet of Wonders, was described by Derren Brown as a dark romp through the miscellanea of the macabre. An exhibition of part of his collection will be in Falmouth for at least 2 years. When it finishes, nothing on earth could give me greater pleasure than bringing it back to Norfolk, said Victor.